Any chimp can play human for a day. Uses opposable thumbs to iron his uniform and run for office on election day. Fancy himself a real decision maker and deploy more troops than salt and shaker. But it's a jungle way war is made, and you'll panic and throw your own shit at the enemy. The camera pulls back to reveal your true identity. Look, it's a sheep in wolf's clothing, a smoking gun holding a. Any asshole can open up a museum, put all the things he loves on display so everyone could see him. The house, a car, a thoughtful wife. Ordinary moments in his ordinary.
It was over 20 years ago that Rilo Kiley launched themselves as a buzzworthy band out of Los Angeles. And it was over 20 years ago that we just went to back to 2004 with the release of Rilo Kiley's album More Adventurous. We heard the opening song, It's a Hit. In the middle, new music from the Beths. It was back in 2014 that four University of Auckland jazz majors formed a band based on their love of hook-filled indie rock. Well, over a decade and now four albums later, the Betts are back with the new album, Straight Line Was a Lie, with the album proving to be one of their most personal yet. We heard the song Metal. The Betts are going on tour. They are going on tour with the band Spoon. Lots of tour dates. You can find more tour dates on their website, thebeths.com. For our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Detroit and Windsor, you can catch the Betts and Spoon coming through on June 26th at the Fillmore in downtown Detroit. And then kicking off that set, it is Jangly Dream Pop from the Sundays, a band that was built on prime influences, including the Smiths and Cocteau Twins. It was back in 1990 when they released their debut album, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. And since then, that has become known as one of the best albums released in the 1990s. We heard Hideous Towns from the Sundays. All right, speaking of new music, Kitba, K-I-T-B-A, is the indie pop project of Rebecca El Saleh, a Brooklyn singer, songwriter, and harpist whose art pop is reminiscent of Jane Siberry or Cocteau Twins or Kate Bush. We have featured Kitba a couple times here on Girly So Groovy, and it is well worth going back to again. Kitba here on Girly So Groovy.
I already know.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and, of course, to you. You, the loyal listener who loves them. Music right there from Toronto, art pop, chanteuse, Jane Sibbery, an artist who's always has stood outside the traditional boundaries of folk and pop music. This time we went back to 1985 to Jane Sibbery's album, The Speckless Sky. We played the opening song, One More Color, from Jane Sibbery. In the middle, we referenced them at least twice now in this hour here on A Girly So Groovy, one of the most distinctive bands of the 1980s and early 1990s, Scottish dream pop act, Cocteau Twins, from the band's 1996 album, Heaven or Las Vegas. We heard the title track, Heaven or Las Vegas, from Cocteau Twins, and then kicking that set off, new music from Brooklyn singer-songwriter Kitba. Hold the Edges is the name of her latest album. We heard the song Ruins. Just looking ahead, looking at the next 30 minutes, the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music coming up from Nico Case, Basha Bulat, Laura Nero, Tchotchke. But up next, how about a little 1960s girl group sound? It is the Shangri-Las up next here on A Girly So A Groovy. kitschy, cinematic, Swedish indie pop. It is music from the band Komeda. From the band's fourth album, Coco Mama Dada, we heard the song Elvira Madigan, Komeda, K-O-M-E-D-A. In the middle, it is new music from the band Tchotchke. Let me tell you about Tchotchke. Grimy, intelligent indie rock might be on the upswing, but if you are someone that still just wants to have fun with rock and roll, sing la 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 and shoop, shoop, shoop at the top of your lungs, 1960s New York City trio, Tchotchke is the band for you. When I say 1960s, I mean 1960s inspired. They are thoroughly modern. With their latest album, Play and Dumb, released just back in the fall, we heard the song, Did You Hear? And speaking of 1960s inspired sounds, the Shangri-Las, one of the greatest girl groups to come out of the 1960s, started our set off. We went back to 1967. In 1967, the Shangri-Las released their single, Take the Time. And on the flip side, or B-side to that single, was what we listened to, Footsteps on the Roof from the Shangri-Las. Okay, folks, we've got time for one more set. How about some heartbreaking indie folk rock from Basha Bulat right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Can't be you. still think of you and your wild recurved guitar. You can play so far out of tune and still kick me in the heart. Consider you from far away, way, 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 way. You're like some silent movie star swanning off to heaven or Arizona or wherever they go. I know you fight to keep it all aligned. You've too much life. But just one body, body, body. Gravity undesigns you all the time. And I remember I walked under that railway bridge at the furious pace of the unhinged. Unbound together. You said things too wild for just one night. I'm yours forever, always was. One foot follows another, one by one by one. Down in the sand forever, only music is forever. And you're a Winchester mansion of sound. If you think I'm talking about romance, you're not listening. It's too much life for just one lifetime. So you string a few together just to bang them all around and build the tragedy's momentum. You're a Winchester mansion of sound. Mad strides deliver a tender psychic river. We slip out of tune together. An emergency, your eyes, the grip of recognition. You echo back a wilderness, the Winchester mansion of sound. I'm yours forever, down in the sand forever. Only music is forever. You're a Winchester mansion of sound.
Down, down, babe, down by the roller coaster. Down, down, babe, down by the roller coaster. Down, down, babe, down by the roller coaster. Down, down, babe, down by the roller coaster.
Find find him dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you find him dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, to carry on. My troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell. That only my chains on me. All I ask of living is to have no chains on me. And all I ask of dying is to go naturally. Only wanna go naturally. Don't wanna go by the devil. Don't wanna go by the demon. Don't wanna go by Satan. Don't wanna die on easy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born. There'll be one child born. When I
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Another fabulous 1967 release, and When I Die, that comes to us from influential New York City singer-songwriter Laura Nyro. That's from her 1967 debut album, More Than a New Discovery. In the middle, it is something released just this past autumn, Nico Case, the honey-voiced alternative country chanteuse. Nico Case delivers us her ninth album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. For this album, Nico Case boldly takes the wheel on an elaborately executed album that she wrote, produced, and recorded at her own studio. We heard Winchester Mansion of Sound. And then starting that set off, indie folk singer-songwriter Basha Bulat with the song It Can't Be You. That is from her album Tall, Tall Shadow. When I reflect back on this episode of Girly So Groovy, I realize we have music that represents and spans back over the last seven decades. We hit the 2020s. The 2010s, the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 60s. The only decade we missed in this two-hour mixtape was the 1970s. This is what I love about Girly So Groovy. We genre hop. We time travel. All we are here to do is celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. And the fact that you are doing that with me just absolutely thrills me. Whether you tuned in for 2 minutes, the full 2 hours, or the nearly 25 years, I cannot say thank you enough. This show would be nothing without you, the listener. That's right, Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves for 25 years, thanks to our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit at the University of Windsor. Since then, we are syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, and into the United States on your favorite community and campus radio stations. You can also find Girly So Groovy online. You can find us online two ways. You can find us on the absolutely free listening website, Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, and you will find 10 weeks worth of the program waiting for you to get caught up with. You can also find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, and we are on Instagram at GSG Radio. There you will find the set list in print. You will find links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. If you are a listener, you get the vibe, the flavor, and what we are doing here on the program. And I would love to know which band or musician do you think deserves some girly, so groovy radio love. All right, friends, we are going to wrap up this two-hour weekly experiment we call Girly, So Groovy. But how should we end the show? When I think of the songwriting that Laura Nyro was doing in the 1960s and early 1970s, it straddled the world of jazz and pop and folk. Well, Montreal singer, songwriter, vocalist, and composer Katie Georgie reminds me to be part of that lineage. Her newest album is called Katie Georgie with Strings. We are going to close out with the song Train Wrecked Dining Car. Katie Georgie right now here on Girly So Groovy again. Thanks for tuning in.
I could shatter like ceramics in a train wrecked dining car. And still a fate so splintered seems ideal. I would rather you be vague with your intentions. I would rather you not plague me with what's real. I could flutter like the ashes of a house fired library shelf, and yet the fleeting warmth would still appeal. For if I was to admit to what I yearn for, I would then have to commit to how I feel. Dumb enough to hang on out of fear. I plot my little plans and I plan my little dreams, and I dream for them to one day just appear. So it seems I'm bound to splinters and to ashes and to lies, and to live a life I don't quite think is true. But if I had half the courage that I wish for, I'd be halfway to the place of
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Hey, we're the Wilderness.
And you're listening to us from the Princess Street Promenade live sidewalk sale downtown Kingston.
This is
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Transplant Advocate Association invites you to celebrate Be a Donor Month this April. Be a Donor Month brings awareness to the need for organ and tissue donation in Ontario and inspires people who are not currently registered to do so. In addition, April 7th is designated as Green Shirt Day across Canada in honor of Humboldt Broncos hockey player Logan Boulay, who saved six lives after he and several of his teammates perished in a bus crash in 2018. Logan's story encouraged more than 150,000 Canadians to register their intent to donate their organs. In celebration of Be a Donor Month and Green Shirt Day on April 7th, TAA invites the general public to flag raising and proclamation ceremony at Napanee Administration offices at 11 a.m. or in Kingston at Confederation Park in front of City Hall at 5 p.m. Town and city officials will be in attendance at both events, and the public can take the opportunity to speak with any of the members present about their personal transplant journeys.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Haitong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate, Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible GanRocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses.